Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to another extremely important podcast for you to listen to. That's right, it's Big Time Baseball from Odyssey Sports. It's Cody Decker, former professional baseball player, turned professional smartass on the radio, and with me, the one, the only, dare I say, the legendary John Heyman. John, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Cody. How are you doing?
Good, man. Watching you on MLB Network daily. You are killing it, as always. And, of course, everything you're doing with the New York Post. But, John, I got a very mild bone to pick with you. And, obviously, we will touch on it briefly. Obviously, the Ohtani Judge thing. I know where you stand. You're very much staunchly Judge. But, man, you have been so staunchly Judge. I've been enjoying the late John Heyman on Twitter giving it to people about why Judge is your MVP. And I got to say, John, this is bold, John, and I'm loving it.
Well, you know, I mean, it is MVP and it's most valuable. It's not the best player. Ohtani, I think it's fair to say Ohtani's the best player, and he's been the best player. He's certainly the most amazing player. Incredible. But there is a very long history of most valuable, meaning you're helping your team into the playoffs or at least contend. So, you know, I mean, that's the reason I'm going with Judge. But, you know, I also, in this 1 year, looks like Judge's WAR is higher. So, you know, maybe at least according to some statisticians, he's actually having the better year, the best year in baseball. So I really don't see a call for Ohtani this year. Now, he's been incredible. His pitching is amazing. He's clearly, in my mind at least, I'd have to look at him on that vote, top five for Cy Young. Mm-hmm. He's hit with power, steals bases, amazing. But, you know, even the stats tell you that Judge is having a better year this year. So I don't see the reason for it. But, yeah, I've laid off that for a few days. So, you know, I understand you bring it up. But I'm trying to low-key it because I've upset all these very low-key people in Southern California. They're not happy with me, and I feel a little bad about that.
Which is astonishing. As a guy from born and raised in Southern California, I can't stress this enough. No one knows the Angels are there. I truly mean this from the bottom of my heart. It's we forget the Angels exist in Southern California until something like this happens.
You're right. I'm really not sure why. I covered the Angels in the 80s, they're clearly the number two team. And, I mean, look, the L.A. Times, the guy who owns the L.A. Times is one of the interested buyers in the Angels, yet they don't really – and I'm not ripping anybody who's writing stories for them on the Angels. They don't really cover the team like you would think. I mean, it's a major league team. Not only is it a major league team, they have two all-time greats on the team. They seem like they're not always with them. They don't, you know, they don't really give them much play. I don't get it anyway.
Yeah.
That's my crazy 2 cents on the newspaper business. Anyway,
but you're absolutely right about that. Not only is the Angels portrayed as team number two, that's just in baseball. I mean, in Los Angeles, they're portrayed as team number 43 beneath the LMU water polo team. Like they are not, no one talks about them. At all. It's actually kind of sad, like you said, two generational talents on that team in Trout and Ohtani. But hey, this has been an incredible year of milestones. We already touched on Judge real quick. And of course, even though I am of the grouping that does think Ohtani should be the MVP, That doesn't take anything away from Aaron Judge. What Aaron Judge has done this season is nothing short of magical. And I do have a thought on this that the reason why I think his 62 is so impressive, and a lot of people would argue against this. You might be one of them, John, but the pitching in baseball now is so extreme, so high level, that the concept of even getting 62 hits in a season at this point, you can tell by the batting averages and the on-base percentage throughout baseball. The fact that Aaron Judge not only hit 62, but hit nearly 330, not to mention of nearly 150 RBI, every aspect of this is astonishing, especially in 2022.
Amazing to have power and a high batting average. I mean, you know, there are guys with home runs. Obviously, Trout is a guy with a decent batting average and a lot of power, but he's a generational talent, as you mentioned. The league is still hitting under 250. Judge is well over 300, second in the league to Arise, in a year in which he broke the American League home run record. I consider it the home run record. We probably don't agree on that one either, but it's okay. That's what makes it a ball game. That's okay. You know, obviously Otani's the most versatile player ever. There's nobody who's going to compete with. Great pitcher, great hitter, incredible. But Judge has stolen bases. He's gotten to play center field. He's batted leadoff. I mean, have we ever seen a leadoff hitter lead the league in RBIs? It takes a lot to be the leadoff hitter and lead the league in RBIs.
Incredible.
Amazing. Two amazing seasons. I'm not taking anything away from Otani. It's incredible. Everybody sees it. But the word valuable to me still means something. I'm not going to go to the degree where, you know, they did in 1942 where Joe Gordon's the MVP because the Yankees won and Ted Williams is winning the Triple Crown and not winning. I'm not going to go to that degree, but it means something. If you're playing games that are meaningful, that still means something to me, and that still equates with valuable for me.
Well, let's just what else can you call 2022 other than the year of milestones? We mentioned Judge, of course, setting a new league record. I mean, 700 home runs has only happened four times in the history of Major League Baseball. So what Albert Pujols did this year. And by the way, did you think he even had a shot in hell of reaching this milestone this season? Because I didn't.
Well, not at the start of the year, but when we got into August and he got hot, I actually did say it on MLB Network, what if he gets to 700? And of course, Brian Kenny poo-pooed it and said, oh, he's not getting anywhere near 700. It did seem like a long shot at that point, but I mean, it's amazing. I mean, he has been the most prolific home run hitter since the middle of August in baseball at age, what is his? I can't even, over 40. It's amazing.
137 years old.
He's old. But not as old as me, and he's not 137. You know, Cabrera got 3,000. I mean, there were a lot of good milestones. The Cardinals were spectacular with Molina and Pujols going out. Wainwright hasn't really said. We assume he's coming back, but we don't really know that for sure. But, you know, we figure if he doesn't come back, he will have said something, gone out with the other two, right? But so they've been fun to watch. And you're right. You're the milestones. Very good.
Yeah, not only that, Dodgers. I mean, what can you say about the Dodgers that hasn't already been said? 111 wins, most wins by a Dodger team ever. And just saying that out loud is actually the most crazy thing to me. Now, I grew up a Dodger fan. Now I could care less whether or not the Dodgers are good. In fact, I root for the San Diego Padres way more than I root for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, sure, that's your team. They give you a chance.
They're the reason. I get to call myself a big league. I will forever love the San Diego Padres. Yeah, but
we don't call you a big league. You are a big leaguer.
Whether you like it or not, you have to call me that.
It's fine with me. You made it. It's not easy.
Yeah, but the Dodgers, man, knowing the history of the Dodgers, going all the way back to Brooklyn, if you want to even throw in trolley Dodgers or even the Brooklyn Robins into it, this is a franchise that has lasted 100 years, and this is officially the best Dodger team we have ever seen in 111 wins, and they've done it with a lot of injured pitchers, like a lot of injured pitchers. Do you think that this team, do you think Freddie Freeman is the thing that's going to push them over the top for a full season World Series? Is he the piece, missing ingredient that has been needed all along?
I mean, he's amazing. Incredible. And, you know, almost stole that batting title. I shouldn't say stole, almost won the batting title that fly out to the wall, basically, is the only thing that stopped him from going 4-for-4. It was interesting. I was with the Mets yesterday. Was McNeil going to come in the game late if Freeman had passed him? You know, the game's all supposed to start at the same time, but For whatever reason, the Mets started 2 hours late. I don't know if they were waiting on Freddie Freeman. They claimed it was rain, but I didn't see any, so I'm not sure.
I'm in New York right now. There was no rain yesterday.
No rain. I don't know. Someone whispered lightning in the area. I think it was, New Mexico or something. I'm not sure what they were talking about. But anyway, he's great. The team is amazing. They seem to be getting healthy. I mean, I guess you could say the closer might be a little question for them. They're the clear favorite. You know, no genius that I am. It was obvious. I picked them at the beginning of the year. They have a tougher road, though. You know, Houston's got an easier road right now. The Yankees have got a lot of issues. They're the two team in the American League. National League, Braves are awfully good, defending champions. Mets still good. You know, Padres, to me, I think they're still underachieving. Your Same. Team.
I agree with that.
Yeah, the Dodgers have a tough road. 111 wins guarantees nothing.
That is true. It guarantees absolutely nothing. And let's go ahead and touch on that a little bit. Let's touch on that series with the Padres and the Mets really quickly, because this is the series that intrigues me the most. And I've been saying this at the top of my lungs to anyone that would listen for the last month, that the Mets needed very badly to win their division, because this is the exact scenario I did not want to see the Mets run into. And that is going head to head against Yu Darvish and Joe right. Musgrove. This is not a foregone conclusion that, and I believe I heard today that it's going to be, they're going with Scherzer, then Bassett for game one and two. Well, and if they go depending. Game three, please.
Yeah. Well, I that may depend. If they lose game one, they might come back with DeGrom in, mm-hmm. in two. I don't know. It seems to be a little bit up in the air there, but Scherzer definitely in one. That makes sense. We've said that all along. He's been their best pitcher. He should be starting one. He is making $43 million, though that doesn't determine everything. We'll see what the Yankees do with Cole, whether he starts or Cortez in their game one. But, the Mets are in a tough spot. I mean, it's a gauntlet. Nationally, the only team that has a harder road to the World Series is the Padres, who have to play the Mets. And then mm-hmm. you get the Dodgers, the winner gets the Dodgers. And then you might get the Braves. And so you're facing a bunch of 100 – the Padres are going to have to knock off probably three 100-win teams to get this. Mm-hmm. They have the hardest road. Mets have the second hardest. They won 101 games. They won two more games than the Yankees. That's a little kind of Metsy. They're second-best team in history based on the regular season with 101 wins. And now they have arguably the second hardest road of any team in the playoffs. So
they
not
really
going to be easy.
And I'm glad you said that, because that's the thing that worried me most about the Mets. It wasn't necessarily going up against the Padres, of which I agree with you. I think the Padres have underachieved, but that is going to be a tough series, especially going 1-2, Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove.
Don't leave out Snell. He's been really good. I mean, they have a good top three. You know, say all you want about the Phillies. They got a pretty good top three also. You only need three pitchers in this first round. So
that is true.
Having that good top three, you know, right now they're going just as well as Scherzer, DeGrom, and Bassett, who are outstanding pitchers. But right at this moment, Darvish is pitching better than any of them. And Snell is pitching almost as good as any of them as well. So, and Musgrove gave up no runs his last outing, as an ERA under three, you know. This is a tough out. It's not going to be easy for the Mets.
It's going to be a real good series. I'm actually looking more forward to that series than any of the others. But the actual thing that worries me most about the Mets in that series is not the Padres. And it is the looming Los Angeles Dodgers right afterwards. Because whoever wins this series, for lack of a better phrase, they're limping into the Dodgers, because the Dodgers aren't going to have to face a Yu Darvish till game two or three. They're not going to have to face DeGrom or Scherzer till game two or three, unless, of course, the Mets sweep out and throw Bassett in game two. So there are options, but I really feel like anyone not going with their absolute best into Los Angeles to play the Dodgers might as well not show up.
Well, that seems to be why the Mets are preparing. And if they win, if they lose game one, they'll go to DeGrom. If they win game one, they it appears they'll then go to Bassett in two, and then they'll have DeGrom for mm-hmm. 1-5 versus the Dodgers, possibly. We'll see. I mean, DeGrom, as great as he is, they treat him with kid gloves. So we'll see about 1-5 for DeGrom. But certainly the rest is usually better. You don't want a long rest. I'm glad it's only three games. I think they did it right. They did a lot of things right. And, obviously we didn't have the huge close finishes at the very end. I think that's just circumstance, happenstance. Anything can happen there. The cutoff was such that we kind of knew who the teams were going to be Certainly by the last day we did, even by the second to last day, it looked that way. But that was just luck. I like the way things have turned out. I think the right teams are in. You know, I mean, if you had an extra team in, you'd have the Brewers would be in and the Orioles. That wouldn't be so bad. The last two teams that are in now that wouldn't have been in are the Phillies and the Rays. I mean, I could have lived without, no offense to them, I could have lived without the Phillies and the Rays, but it's all right, they're in. I mean, I feel like there's really like a top five, four teams to get the bye, plus the Mets. Those are the five best teams. And I'm with you, San Diego. I think they might be next. You know, so the Mets have a tough road. There's no question about it.
Well, let's talk about another team with a tough road. And I will say this. I will freely admit this. There is a team I'm rooting for more than any other team in baseball, unquestionably. I want to see the Mariners go as deep as humanly possible. Here's the problem. They got a tough track against Toronto, although I do think they're better than Toronto, and I think they can come out of that Toronto series. But here's the problem. Doesn't matter. They're going to face the Astros right afterwards. I actually think it would have served the Mariners better to play worse these last 2 weeks and get the sixth spot to go take on the Cleveland Guardians.
You're taking a page out of the Phillies book. They played worse and got the sixth pick, and they're going to go sixth seed. They're going to go against the Cardinals instead of the Mets. Mm-hmm. I don't want to use the word tank. It's an ugly word, but you know, game 161, they rested Schwarber, the home run champion, in the National League, and Real Muto, who's been incredible in the second half and is arguably the best catcher in the game. And this was against Verlander, of course, so their chances weren't that great to begin with, but they had no hits. So they did an incredible one-game tank job. Philly, they try hard. They spend money. I give them credit. They looked at it and they said, we're 5-14 against the Mets this year. Do we really want to see Scherzer, DeGrom, and Bassett in any order the next 3 days? No, we don't want to see that. We'd rather go against the more lovable Cardinals, even mm-hmm. though they've got all these milestones and this great stuff going on. They wanted to see it. So I think they basically picked their team by doing so. The Mariners, they have a tough road. Tough. I mean, the Blue Jays are, to me, that's another team that it feels like they should have been better this year. So that's why I think they're a little bit vulnerable, because I'm questioning whether they're as good as I thought they were. But, you know, with Manoah and Gausman in 1-2, they're not easy. It's not mm-hmm. not going to be easy for Seattle. A lot of enthusiasm in Seattle. Some of it directed at me for always being the detractor. And as I always tell their fans when they tweet at me, and they do it all the time, well, congratulations, the 21-year plan worked. And that's off to you. They never liked that. I 100 people unfollow me immediately when I do that. They're not very happy with me. But, you know, shouldn't they be directing it north and organization to me? It's not my doing. It's 21 years.
You didn't make them lose for 21 years.
But I repeated it a lot. I mentioned it a lot. So.
Well, sometimes it's important for people to know where they are in life. And then the fact of the matter is, there's where Seattle fans are. It's not because it's just unfortunate. You grew up in a tough geographical location.
beautiful.
It is very, very beautiful over there in Seattle.
Nice. So they should be happy. They should be happier, these people in Seattle.
Too rainy.
Too rainy. Yeah.
But I got to say, I like this Mariners team. I do like their matchup. And I agree, the Blue Jays, who I do also felt like, even though they're a playoff team, they were underachievers this year. This team should have won far more ball games than they did. I do like the matchup pitching-wise for the Mariners taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. That is not to say anything about the Toronto Blue Jays staff. I think they got a very good staff, spearheaded with Kevin Gausman. But Castillo and Manoah, of course, yes.
Two guys, right?
Yeah, but over here in Seattle, I mean, Robbie Reyes looked pretty good this second half. Not unlike Blake Snell's second half. Those two really turned it on. And Castillo, I mean, is just one of the best arms in baseball. So I cannot wait to watch that series. Let's talk a little bit about the Guardians, because I think the Guardians might have, when I say the easiest path, you know what I mean. They eventually, if they have the easiest path, they're going to run into the Astros in the ALCS, which they'll likely lose. But the Guardians, I truly think, have the easiest path to the World Series, if you can call it that, especially in the AL side.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that you include the Yankees in the easy path, but I can't blame you. I mean, their bullpen is a mess. They came in here thinking that, you know, you've got Aroldis Chapman, the highest paid reliever ever. That'll go away with Edwin Diaz as a free agent. But you've got Chapman, you've got Britton, who had one of the greatest relief years ever coming back, a former All-Star. You've got the All-Star in Holmes, who had an incredible first half. They're hoping he comes back now. He's injured at the moment. You know, you've got Marinaccio's now out with an injury. Peralta's out. I mean, their bullpen is a disaster. Now, Severino throwing that game, that makes their rotation look a lot better with Cole, Cortez, and Severino, or the other way, Cortez, Cole, Severino. The rotation's still good. They still have Judge. But I'm kind of with you at this point. I think that's the better path to be on. You don't want to be facing the Astros. They're a very nice, huge favorite in the American League. Really good. The Rays, they fool me every year. I'm picking against them again. I think the Guardians have something special going. They've been great. You know, last couple months, they've had the second best pitching in baseball. You know, they've got depth in that pitching. They run the bases well. They do not strike out a lot. Now, they don't hit a ton of home runs, which could hurt them in the postseason, but I gotta think they can beat the Rays. Of course, don't take that to the bank, anyone, because I always pick against the Rays, and frequently I'm wrong.
Well, they also, you know, they are rolling out Shane McClanahan, who is healthy, right, not to mention Jeffrey Springs, who has had a sneaky, unbelievable year himself. So it's going to be another good series, but man, like my prediction for the ALCS, Guardians and Astros, just like we all thought back March.
Well, we did think the Astros. I mean, the Astros are...
I don't know. Didn't we kind of think that the Astros were going to take a mild step back? I mean, they were still going to be good.
I don't know. Maybe you did. I don't know. I had Dodgers over Astros. Of course, I always go with the chalk, so I'm assuming, at least I thought they were the favorite at that time. That's why I picked them. You know, they've done great. Pena's been a nice replacement for Correa. Altuve continues on his Hall of Fame path. Bregman has had a big second half. Alvarez, top probably three or four in the MVP. They're pitching incredible. Framber always gives you a quality start. Verlander, the Cy Young winner, I'm sure. I mean, they're a big, at this moment, they're a big favorite. But I mean, Cleveland, what a story that is.
It's
amazing.
So fun.
Nobody predicted that.
No one at all. I thought they would finish last in their division. I thought every team in that division were taking a step forward. I thought the Tigers were going to be far better.
Right.
I even thought the Royals were, I didn't think the Royals were going to be good. Let's be real clear. But I did think they were going to take a step forward in the right direction. And clearly they took two steps backwards somehow. I truly did not expect anything from the Guardians. And there's something you said about the Guardians, how they don't strike out much. And the phrase that I always hate and used in baseball is that they, quote, play the game right, because I feel like people have taken that phrase into directions that it doesn't belong. When I say the Guardians play the game right, I mean that they play the game tough, smart, and they don't try to outplay what they are. They just put the ball in play and play good, hard, error-free baseball, and they just let other teams tie themselves in knots and beat themselves. And I don't think any team in baseball has done a better job of it this season than the Cleveland Guardians.
They're amazing, and that's why people always hire from the Guardians. They do a great job. I mean, they're not that different from the Rays. The Rays are the extreme example of, you know, spending nothing and still having a very, I was going to say competitive team, but a contending team. They've been really good. I don't want to sell them short, but Guardians, I mean, they make a couple trades. They had a couple of assets. They traded Lindor. They ended up with a guy who was been comparable to Lindor this year in Jimenez. He's been and Rosario in that deal as well. They traded Clevinger. They got Quantrill and about five others that are pretty good. You know, they had two trades to make, and they made great trades. And then, of course, Francona's there, does his usual great job. And, I mean, they get the most out of what they got. They've got a young team, and they have pitching depth. You know, they develop pitchers there. There's only a few teams that can develop pitchers. I'll put the Marlins in there. They're able to develop. They're not able to win, but they can develop pitchers. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers are obviously very good at developing pitchers. The Rays develop pitchers. There are two or three other teams, but the Guardians are among the best at developing pitchers.
Yeah. Well, that's been the matchups we've already come across so far going into our wild card weekend. What series is actually catching your eye the most? I mean, my eyes are going to be glued to this Mets Padres series. I don't know how I'm going to be focusing on anything else. The Mets are just such an intriguing story. And I love how the panic in New York is so palpable for a team that won 101 games.
You're right. I mean, they cannot lose. That's what I'm writing for the Post tomorrow. They better not lose this one, or people are only going to remember this series plus that Atlanta series where they all had to do is win one game, and they didn't do it. They did win 101 games. If you're quick out after 101 wins, that's rough. And, yeah, that's the key series. I mean, the Padres are a team with potential. I mean, if they were in the American League, I'd like their chances better, but they're a team with potential. I mean, I always like the Cardinals in the postseason. And, you know, the Phillies are funny. They kind of limped in. So in that one game, purposely, they limped in. But, you know, they don't – you know, Keith Hernandez won't watch, but I will watch because they can hit, they can pitch. They're a threat. I mean, there's no series here where you can say, oh, I know who's going to win. All of them are difficult to pick, I think. The one I would say for me that I feel most confident about is Cleveland. I just feel like they've been hot. They've been pitching great. And, of course, as you know, I never pick with the Rays. People in Tampa are not on my case for some reason, but I'm worse at predicting with the Rays. The Mariners, at least my bad predictions have turned out correct. So, yet they're the ones on me. The people in Tampa are the ones who should be on me.
Yeah, I will.
Against them, and they keep winning. So yeah. I've been an idiot when it comes to Tampa. Seattle, what am I going to say? I've been right. I don't know what to tell them.
I actually, I'm agreeing with you wholeheartedly. Seattle fans, stay off John Heyman. Yeah, he likes you. Tampa fans.
Well, likes might be a little strong, but I did pick them to make the playoffs. I am picking them in this series, so it's nothing personal. I'm just going on history, you know, like I'm going with the Cardinals because of the history. I do think there's seems to play in, you know, the Yankees, the Cardinals, those teams seem to do well when it comes to this time. But hey, Mariners are a great story. They got a lot of enthusiasm. They do have really good pitching. They've made excellent moves, a lot of good stuff there. And that's why I'm leaning their way against the underachieving Blue Jays.
I love it, John. Well, John, I am looking forward to every single series that's taking place this weekend. Obviously, I'm going to focus a little bit more on my Padres and Mariners. But at the end of the day, I really can't wait for every single series. I can't wait to see what the Dodgers do when we finally get to the NLDS side. I can't wait to see what the Yankees do. Like you mentioned, are they going to go with Cortez? Are they going to go with Cole to start game one? I don't think there's a wrong answer, but I can totally understand maybe taking Cole out of that number one slot for the beginning of the playoffs. It's going to be some chaos this October, and I'm pretty fired up for it, John.
Me too. Great to deal with you. Always great to talk to you, Cody. You're the best. You're the man.
No, stop it, John. I'm only the man because you said it out loud. Guys, make sure you like, share, and subscribe to Big Time Baseball and Odyssey Sports, and of course, the Odyssey app itself. Make sure you follow John at John Heyman on every platform because he gives you the very best baseball information up to date. And if you don't follow him, then you don't care about baseball. And if you listen to the show, we know you do care about baseball. Follow me on Twitter at Decker6 and Antihero Baseball on Instagram. Check me out on The Carton Show, FS1, Monday through Friday. Why not? I'm on TV. This face all over the place, John, just like you, man.
You're the man.
Oh, you're the best, John. All right, guys, that's it for us. Enjoy you some baseball this weekend, some playoff baseball this weekend. Beat it.